The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fionn Davenport is with me, the Lonely Planet travel writer, this week to talk about the ultimate guide for who, Fionn?
What I like to call Gen S.
Gen S?
Gen Seniors.
Let me work. Oh, very good.
Gen Seniors. I'll tell you what.
Did you come up with that yourself?
Yeah.
Patent. Put a patent on that, Fionn.
Should, really.
Someone's stealing it right now.
It's like the time when I gave a talk. I gave a talk years ago, and it was this, like, I was talking about Irish golf, and I was like, Scotland might be the home of golf, but Ireland is where golf goes on holidays. And I didn't patent it.
And it was used.
It was used.
You know, same thing happened to me. Just around the corner here, there was a pub. And is it PMAX now, or it used to be? Anyway, it was.
No, it's called Caribou now.
Anyway, we were in it, and a certain RTE editor, Rebecca. I'll just give her first name, okay? I won't identify her beyond that. I said, when Ireland were losing in the Euros, I said, "Oh, murder on Gdansk floor." And she took out her phone right in front of me, and she even told me she's doing it. I'm robbing that. She put it up on Twitter. Went global.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, just knowing that you have it out there. Anyway, Gen S Travel. I'll tell you what inspired me to do it. My mother, who is 84 years young, has just come back from a 6-week solo tour of South Korea.
Wow.
Yeah.
On her own.
Yep. And this is the fourth time she's gone in the last 4 or 5 years. She loves all things Korean in terms of Korean culture, Korean food, the landscape. So she, post-COVID, she decided, right, that's it. I'm going to make the most of the remaining years, and I'm not going to sit around and not do the things I want to do.
Yeah.
So she, yeah. And I said to her at the time, I was just like, would you go on a group tour? And she goes, no, absolutely not.
So this is, I assumed you were going to say no. It was with, like, you know.
Independent travel.
Completely independent.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fair play to her.
Yeah. And so, and you realize is that, like, now she's a very intrepid person, and she's quite the adventurer. But, like, you realize is that, well, one is that the over 65s, people who aren't constrained by work, whose kids have flown the coop, they're the golden goose for the travel industry.
Yeah.
Money, they have time, they can go for long periods of time. So needless to say, they're kind of a huge demographic for the travel industry. And also as well is that, so industry forecasters are tipping the over 60s to dominate the global luxury market by next year.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So what are the trends then in senior travel?
Just to go through them quickly, I mean, there's about 6 or 7 that I've noticed. So shoulder season value hunting. They might have lots of disposable income, but they're not stupid with their money. So April, May, September, October remains a sweet spot. So the weather's cooler, the crowds are smaller, prices are kinder. So what operators do is they bundle free transfers or half board upgrades for these months and are seeing massive spikes in conversion. So here's one, slow-mo escapes.
What's a slow-mo escape?
So slow travel is, it's not feeling you have to pack everything into a week. So that's that thing of, they have more time. They are time rich.
Yes.
So that's the new grand tour. So seniors are booking, let's say, month-long villalets in Umbria, or taking like a month-long rail pass to go through Japan, or like live like a local type experience.
Yeah.
Which is what effectively my mum has done. I mean, obviously she's not a Korean local.
Yeah.
But she just spent 6 weeks. She's between Seoul and Busan and kind of taking the train between both and just traveling around. So it's the flexibility and the retirement that brings the appeal, plus that off-peak pricing. So here's another interesting trend. So what they call skip-gen or multi-gen trips. So granny and granddad take the grandkids to Lapland while the parents work. So that idea of kind of bonding with the grandkids. So if the parents are like, oh, I can't get away because I've got 3 days annual leave left, well, the grandparents go, it's okay, we'll take them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
well, to all grandparents listening out there, I mean, the offer stands.
Also,
take them.
It's travel with purpose. So travel with meaning. And so it's not just, oh, I'm just going, I just want to go on holiday. So like purposeful escape. So I don't know whether it's turtle conservation in Greece or rewilding projects in Scotland or light building work. I'm not, you know, not heavy building a school in Nepal.
Yeah.
But that idea of giving back is the new going away.
Yeah. Okay.
That's another trend. And I mean, the thing is that it is remarkable to think that, as we all know, with each passing decade is that, you know, 70 is the new 55 and 80 is the new 60. And, you know, as we get older, we are younger. We have more energy. We're going to live longer.
Yeah.
So that idea of like past 60 is a barren wasteland for adventure or exercise or travel is just not true.
Oh, sorry. Well, what your mother did is still an outlier. It's probably still unusual.
At 84?
It is at 84.
It's an outlier.
But Fionn, when we were kids, if we had heard of someone aged 84 going off to Korea for 6 weeks, like whatever about it being an outlier now, unheard of then.
Well, Dervla Murphy would have written a book about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so absolutely. Now, the other thing as well is that digital savvy. So people in their 60s, one is that because it facilitates it. It takes away so many of the planning issues. So, I don't know, everything from biometric e-gates at Dublin Airport, like AI itinerary builders, auto-syncing flights, your meds reminders. So, for example, like, and I'll get on to meds now in a second, museum slots. So, like, seniors aren't necessarily glued to their screens, but they do enjoy friction-free boarding and very clear, well-lit interfaces. So, now, obviously, if the Wi-Fi drops, they want someone on hand to explain stuff to them and kind of go, look, it's all okay.
Yeah.
But there is, like, digital savvy silver travellers is very much the increasing norm. Here's an interesting one, and this is a trend. Now, as a something-year-old man, it's not a trend that I'm necessarily I would be really aware of, but solo adventures, especially for women. So speak to my mum, again, who remains an outlier, but widowed, retired, or people who are just simply free of family duties, there's this growing cohort of over 60 women who are like, doing mad stuff like, you know, hiking the glaciers of Pakistan or, you know, going on women-only safaris or booking wellness cruises. And it's under the banner, and this is a new term for you, pleasure revenge.
Pleasure revenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you are wreaking your revenge by enjoying this pleasure time.
Well, happiness is the best vengeance.
Yeah, well, it is. Like
pleasure revenge travel.
Pleasure revenge.
So the travel industry, as I said at the top, the travel industry is responding to this because this is a cohort who have money and time.
Yes.
And so they respond with no single supplement cabins, hosted small group departures that are trying to grab as much of that spend as possible. So I mentioned wellness with purpose. So longevity retreats, Camino style, epic walks.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fine. You might do like the most, we covered the Camino and the most popular length of the Camino is the last 100K.
Yeah.
So if you spread that out over a month, okay, that's 5K a day, you know, and then taking a couple of days
well,
off.
Well, what about that? So like somebody younger, be they male or female, might want to kind of bite off a bit more. So do you notice the big companies then offering more accessible versions of their trips, or even that the facilities are more accessible and that they realize, you know what, we're going to have way more kind of people age 65 plus, 75 plus, even 80 plus, and the facilities need to match that.
Okay. So one of the things is that, I don't want to say, oh, this is absolutely now 100% the case throughout the industry, but it is increasingly so. So that thing you're describing, so like I don't know, everything from walk-in showers to zero-step excursions, say, or like amplified headsets for people who perhaps are growing hard of hearing, or choose your pace activity tiers. That's really important because the thing is you want to go, here's a prescribed number. You're going to walk 15K whether you want to or not. Well, that's going to say, I don't want to walk 15K, or I don't have the energy for 15K, or I just want to do 8. So they're no longer kind of bolt-ons that you have to request. They're kind of baseline requirements.
Yeah.
And that's the key. So like brands that kind of bake accessibility into the product design from the first day, rather than offering it on request, they're the ones that are scooping the bookings. So,
yeah.
Like, look, I'll give you, so for instance, is like travel to, if you're booking from Ireland, there's a range of, most of the operators are now taking advantage of this cohort. So travel department, they do really good guided holidays with no solo supplement. GTI Travel does, like, say for example, yeah, like World War II tourism, and particularly in Europe, that's like really strong. Like I've been to the beaches in Normandy and it's amazing.
Yeah, I was there. Cool. See,
aren't they?
Yeah, really, really brilliant.
And you don't have to be our parents' age to enjoy it.
No.
But our parents are the ones who are going, you know.
Sure, wasn't I in Curraghclough at the weekend where Saving Private Ryan was shot?
There you go. There you go. So if you want, say, river cruising, and river cruising, again, is a really growing segment of the traveling scape, is Riviera, Viking Cruises, Saga, or Just You for solo-only departures, and they'll do, like, door-to-door transfers. Look, if you want to do some research, Silver Travel Advisor. So it's silvertraveladvisor.com. They have like 100,000 strong community that reviews cruises, walking tours, mobility friendly hotels. In really straightforward, it's straightforward.
Yeah.
It's TripAdvisor for seniors.
I don't want to engage in ageism here, right? But the reality is, the older you get, the more medical needs you will have. And you mentioned, say, pill reminders, medication reminders. What about people who are going for 6 weeks and generally, if you've got a repeating prescription, you might get it monthly and they're thinking, right, I've got to go for 6 weeks now.
Well,
or
you want to pack your prescriptions in the original boxes and you want a GP letter that has the generic names for those.
Okay.
So like, look, most European pharmacies now accept the EU e-prescription standard. So it's not going to be an issue. I would recommend, and whether you're 70 or 17, if you don't have the European health insurance card to travel around Europe, you're actually mental.
Okay.
Like, it's an absolute, like, it's a no-brainer. Look,
but your pharmacist and GP would probably, they're probably used to this. Like, if you go in and say, listen, I'm going traveling, how do I pack this up?
None of this is like, Doreen, come here, there's a 70-year-old once. People don't raise eyebrows anymore about this kind of stuff. Look, I would absolutely, so you want your health insurance card. Now, that's not the same as having travel insurance, but so I would, look, multi-trip, getcover.ie, they have over 70 policies with 24-hour Irish helplines. And if you pick Europe only or say skip cruise cover, you can get like a discount.
Yeah.
It feels a bit like irrelevant, but not really. So most insurers now include COVID-19 protection. What I would also say is like, look, let's say, for example, even if you have limited mobility.
Yes.
Okay. There are sites like Travel Stride and Accessible Go, which will flag wheelchair friendly tours. There's also like Dublin operators here in the city now run these flat route walking tours with curb free paths. There's like so much of the industry has pivoted to take account of the full range of what people are capable of or interested in.
Mm.
And so I think for that reason is that like people shouldn't be put off. Like all of a sudden, oh, sure. And that's the thing, my mom is a huge inspiration to me and always has been in terms of travel adventure. But at the same time is that like, you know, she's no fool either. You know,
yeah.
She takes great care in prepping her trips and making sure that she doesn't get overtired. She doesn't do any more than she's capable of. And even though she's plenty of energy for an 84-year-old, she's still 84.
Yeah.
So, look, what's going to be like the favorites for this year?
Cruises.
Cruises, yeah, for sure. River cruises or ocean cruises. Small group escorted tours, even though my mum is just like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And here's one, solo and club travel. So say, do you know Pat Club, which was founded in Donegal about 20 years ago? It's people alone traveling together.
Oh, yeah.
And this basically lines up city breaks. So like, I don't know, the likes of Istanbul or Valencia or Dubrovnik with no awkward single supplement. And that's the key, no awkward single supplement. And then finally, look, pack light. Get the four-wheel roller board plus a day pack. You know, the four-wheel roll. So it's you know the ones that can...
Yes, you don't have to tilt it. You can push it upright.
Yeah. And look, make sure that you download the airline app. Get MediSafe for pill reminders.
Yes.
There's loads of apps that will remind you when to take your pills. Make sure that you have an in-case-of-emergency contact on your phone. And look, silly things like always carry a power bank just in case.
Yeah.
You know, just buy them for 20 quid, 25 quid. Stay curious, Kieran. Stay curious, which is, again, advice you would give anybody at any age. Add one what they call sight doing as opposed to sight seeing.
Mm.
Like, you know, element to each trip. So I don't know, like take an interest you have. You know, you love cooking. Go foraging with a chef in the Algarve or like here's one. Walking football in Lisbon, you know. Walking football, like not, you know, it's like, why not?
Oh, sorry, you see, there's no running allowed. Yeah. That's a great idea, isn't
That's
it?
What I mean.
Like Father Ted,
like
when they played the five-a-side, Father Sensini.
And I think that that's something that I, look, again, is that people are put off by perceived fear about travel past a certain age, rather than the actual reality. And again, finally, as a reminder, the travel industry is responding. They know where the money is. And they want it. So, you know, the over 65s, they're a cohort who are both time and cash well, I won't say cash rich. Not everybody's cash rich, but they've more money.
Yeah, they do. A Gen S, as you call them. Fionn is going straight down the patent office to make money off the back of that. Fionn Davenport will be along at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.